the most influential name in sports. I-95.5 FM Talk, Trinidad.
This is I-95.5 FM.
9, 8, 7, 6.
York comes up, takes a third in order for our boats. No, Lauren gets your foot, and a goal! It's a goal! Dennis Lawrence!
From I-95.5 Sports Center, this is iSports Saturday with Andre Errol Batiste.
It couldn't have been much better for Stephen Ames, the 2006 Players' Champion.
Tick-tock, tick-tock. The clock is ticking down on Australia. As Trinidad and Tobago lead Australia with a chance to win their first World Netball Championship title.
That's it! St. Mary's College are the champions. They are the North Zone champions. If you hear my voice changing, it's because St. Mary's has done it.
It's new! Trinidad!
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome again to another edition of iSports Saturday. Today is Saturday, the 6th of August, 2011. And tonight is, well, I'm going to say as we advertise, but we didn't actually advertise it. But tonight we are talking football. Tonight we are talking football. As usual, though, quickly let me bring you up to date with some of the sport internationally. We're going to start with English football. Yes, next weekend is when the English Premiership starts, but there were games today in the Scottish Premier Division and the Empower Championship Division. So let me just bring you some interesting scores for those of you still interested. Scottish Premiership, Dundee United 1, St Mirren 1, Dunfermline 3, Inverness 3. Empower Championship, Brighton 2, Doncaster 1, Bristol City 0, Ipswich Town 3, Burnley 2, Watford 2, Coventry 0, Leicester 0, Derby 2, Birmingham 1, good result, Middlesbrough 2, Portsmouth 2. That's that. Let's quickly move on. Talk some football as well. Daniel Sturridge, first half double, helped Chelsea to a comfortable 3-1 victory over Rangers in their friendly match at Ibrox. Luka Modric was given a rousing reception from Tottenham fans as Harry Redknapp's team wrapped up preparations for the new season with a 2-1 victory over Athletic Bilbao. So, in Portugal, an Arsenal side without Cesc Fabregas lost 2-1 to Benfica. David Goodwin scored on his Blackburn debut as the Barclays Premier League side signed off their pre-season preparations with a comfortable 4-1 win over Kilmarnock at Rugby Park. Wolves, 2-0 winners over Real Zaragoza. Sunderland were held to a goalless draw by Hibernian, while Newcastle's match against Fiorentina at St. James Park was abandoned by referee Mark Hazley in the 64th minute because of a waterlogged pitch. There had been no breakthrough at the time. It was still 0-0. Meanwhile, a Chris Smith own goal gave Bolton a 1-0 win at York. Moving quickly on to rugby. Remember, the Rugby World Cup is in October. England made a winning start to their World Cup warm-up campaign, but were made to work for a 23-19 success against Wales. More news on Chelsea. Why, I wonder. Chelsea have reached an agreement with Anderlecht for the signing of striker Romelu Lukaku. The Belgian club have confirmed on their official website. He's 18 years old. Let's see what he does. Manchester United striker Danny Welbeck is the shock selection in Fabio Capello's squad for Wednesday's friendly with Holland. The 20-year-old made his debut in the March friendly with Ghana and has long been tipped for a big future by Sir Alex Ferguson. The squad is quickly Greenhart, Stockdale, Baines, Cahill, Cole, Ferdinand, Lescott, Richards, Terry Walker, Barry Carrick, Downing. It's a big squad. Johnson, Lampard, Milner, Parker, Wilshere, Young, Carroll, Crouch, Rooney, and Welbeck. Raul Javid says he's going to quit limited overs games the veteran Indian right-hander, has announced he will retire from limited overs international after the upcoming series against England. Leicestershire snatched a sensational 3-wicket win against Kent to reach the finals of the Friends Live T20 for the fifth time. And finally, in some news in terms of athletics, today was day two of the Grand Prix. Jehud Gordon was third in the 400 meters finals. He was behind Javier Coulson. Jehud Gordon's time was 49.47, the winner's time 48.33. Then in the ladies' 100 meters, Kellyanne Batiste won her first semifinal in 11.22 seconds. Carmelita Jeter won her semifinal in 11 seconds. And then in the final, Kellyanne Batiste was in second position. Carmelita Jeter winning in 10.93 and Kellyanne Batiste second in 10.97. And just in some news of rugby, Friday the 12th of August, the Trinidad Tobago Rugby Football Union will stage a scrum down on the Treasure Green to raise funds. Boarding time is 7 p.m. and this event is a fundraiser and its tickets are at $150. You can contact members of the Trinidad Tobago Rugby Football Union for scrum down 2 on board the Treasure Green. And the advertisement is pretty nice. I should see it. Not so, Ryan. Ryan Ramgason is here with me, people, and
Andre, behave.
Okay. His hairside is different, people. But the word hair there has been, I'm really being too descriptive when I say hair in that part. But anyway, welcome, Ryan. And what do you think about the advertisement itself?
What was it that you were saying?
I was saying that the advertisement is quite interesting.
The young ladies better than the boat?
Yeah, definitely.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Would you agree, Mr. Springer?
Brian Springer is here, people, and Brian will give us his judgment. Yeah.
Let's put on your mic. Say that again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. The young lady adds to this ad from the Trinidad Tobago Rugby Union. Let's thank Leslie Figaro for it, certainly. But if you heard Brian Springer's name, well, you know it's football. He loves football. He talks football. Some says he dreams football. We don't know how to tweet it. We'll ask him tonight. Tonight, though, we have in the studio here with us Mr. Brian. And I'm going to give you what nickname is it? Would it be fine to say aliases?
Can
nickname?
Say handle.
Okay, handle. Okay, that's better. Yes, I'm going to give you the handle, and they will tell you what that means. I've got with us first Mr. Brian Patriot Springer. That's his handle, Patriot. Next name is Mr. Dwayne Jagol. Is it Jagol?
Jagol.
Jagol Brizan. Welcome.
Dean Brizan.
Dean Brizan. All right.
Dean,
sorry.
Dean.
Yeah. All right. So Mr. Dean Jagol Brizan. Right next to him is a young lady who's been here before, Patricia Brong Sugar Smart. Patricia, welcome.
Thank you, Andre.
Right next to her is another young lady, Joanne Wary 1969 Charles. Joanne, welcome.
Thank you, Andre.
Okay, so who's going to tell us the purpose of all four of you all being here first? Who wants to start?
I notice everybody looking at me, so.
All right, so Brian, tell us.
All right, well, basically tomorrow, the Warrior Nation, which is the official supporters group of the Soka Warriors, we're planning to organize it's where I wasn't in the studio before. Yeah, we're having a FET match, which is to commemorate the 10th anniversary of the SokaWarriors.net website, which was started by Mr. Flex, Inchan Flex Muhammad. Oh, is he going to be in tonight, by the way?
No.
Okay. Well, anyway, Flex started the site, and with help from Nigel Tallman Myers, it's grown tremendously in the last 10 years, and it's the go-to site for football, locally and internationally. Anything with Trinidad and Tobago football.
And the site is Soka Warriors.
www.sokawarriors.net.
And I'm going to let Ryan bring it up, and we're going to do something with it tonight, obviously. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah. And to commemorate the 10th year, we've organized with Brent Sancho, one of the Soka Warriors of 2006, to have a FET match against his team. And that's basically the reason we're here tonight, to kind of promote the event and talk about football. And
where is the FET match taking place?
It'll be at the Larry Gomes Stadium tomorrow, Sunday, at 4 p.m.
So it's the Larry Gomes Stadium, 4 p.m. It's a select team. Well, that's a kind of a tough word. A select team from the SokaWarriors.net net website.
Yes.
Against the
Brent Santos,
Brent Santos, which could be almost equipped to a 2006 World Cup team.
Well, we hope not.
Well, I will hope not for your sake.
From a playing standpoint, from anyway.
All right, so we're going to let Ryan pull up the website shortly when he gets a chance. You remember, anyway. But I want to see it, you know, and I'm trying my best, people, not to see it before the end of the program, anyway, at least. Let me now welcome the Dane Jagol Brisson. Dane, we know how Brian, at least I know how Brian has got his name, Patriot. How did you come up with your handle?
It's kind of strange. When I was in secondary school, I used to listen to a lot of reggae music. And a few of my favorite artists, their name started with the name Ja. And I wanted to relate it to football, so Ja Gold, as simple as that.
Okay. How long have you been in love with football?
Well, I started watching football in secondary school mainly. The first match I went to was in 1998, a game that Trinidad and Tobago played against Jamaica. I think we won that game 2-0. I've been watching football since around 1997. Basically, I love the game. I consider myself a patriotic person. So Trinidad and Tobago football has been a part of my life for the past few years. They say that it's gotten to in the past 2 years in particular has really been depressing for me, as well as a number of the other fans in the football community.
What do you like about the website the most?
Well, the camaraderie, for one, the level of diversity that there is. You get a diverse range of views between persons living in Trinidad and Tobago and Trinidad citizens living abroad as well. There was a time when we used to play games quite regularly, and we'd also get the views of the citizens of our opponents. We have established relationships with persons in Bahrain, in Haiti, throughout the world, actually. And that's the website is a meeting point for all those views.
How regularly do you visit the website?
Every day.
Every day?
Yes.
How many times a day?
Well, you shouldn't really...
Careful, because you make your work.
Okay. The
website is basically on in the background all day. Yeah.
And is it that, for instance, you know... All everybody uses a handle, as the case may be. How do you get? Do you actually get to know each other? In other words, do you actually meet people face on face? In other words, meet people on the website regularly, or is it that some people remain anonymous?
Well, there are some people who would post certain parts of their life, personal experiences, and so on. They would actually post up pictures and introduce themselves like that. But apart from that, we know each other mainly from meeting for the football matches.
How did you meet Brian Springer? Tell us.
Well. Attending, I believe it was an under-15 match.
Under-15
Trinidad Tobago match.
You had 10 under-15 matches too.
That was a few years ago. Great. And Brian was there.
Well, we know Brian attended anything that involved Trinidad Tobago football. How old are you?
26.
So wow, he's still about. That's good that you still have such love for football. Let's also talk now first with Patricia Brown Sugar Smart. Patricia, from your perspective, we know a lot about your history, obviously, but for people who maybe. Listening for the first time, the name Brown Sugar, tell us about that.
I think I just came up with it because I think I'm sweet and I'm brown.
All right. we're going to have to fix your mic here because that was important what you just said. I don't think a lot of people heard it quite clearly. So repeat it again, please. How did you come up with the name Brown Sugar? I saw the security guard downstairs watching you really, really. Good night to the security guard, but TC is downstairs. But nevertheless, go ahead, yes.
No, I was just saying that I think I'm sweet and I'm brown. So
when you developed the name and you put the name up on the website, did people want to see who you are? Ho ho ho. Oh, Brian Springer is shaking his head, people.
I was just about to ask Brian, what do you have to say to what she said?
I think it's a very appropriate handle.
Yeah. And remember, people can watch us, of course. I should tell you that because they can't watch us. There's a camera here, so they can. People, if you want to see who are accustomed to going on the website, if you have never seen who is Brown Sugar tonight, you can. Because, of course, you just go to WWI 95.5 FM and you can actually view all of the persons here. Now, okay, so. we just heard from Jaguar. Of course, we all know about Brian's love for football. Tell us about your love for football.
Well, I would say my love for football started around the time of the Strike Squad. And also around that time, well, I'm Tobigonian, so
okay.
Around that time, I was Signal Hill senior campus. It was ruling the roost in the late 80s, and I was part of that. So it was a combination of intercol football and the Strike Squad, and that's how I started to get involved in football.
And tell us a little bit about the website, because obviously we're hearing more tonight, obviously, about the website, and they're celebrating 10 years. Mm-hmm. Different characters on the website, and as you would have heard from Jaguar, different diverse opinions, maybe some, I don't know. Well, we'll pull the website up and we're going to probably read some crypts from some. I'm going to let Ryan do some work tonight and he'll read some of the whatever he wants to read from the website, from what people are saying. Particularly in looking at, I think he's pulled up the thread with about the match tomorrow obviously,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, from your perspective, mm-hmm. What makes the website so interesting?
Well, I stumbled across the website during the lead up to the 2006 World Cup, because I had plans to go to Germany long before we qualified, because one of my dreams is always to go to a World Cup. So in planning and then we qualified, which was like a landing up for
better,
me.
Yeah.
So anything related to Trinidad and Tobago football around that time and going to Germany, I was researching on the internet and I just happened to stumble across this website. And for about maybe 6 months or so, I would just read all the comments and all the discussions going on. Some of it could have got cut, you know, some of it got really intense at times. And if you're a newcomer, you could be a bit intimidated by all the knowledge and that kind of thing and the discussions. But after a while, I decided to, okay, just go in and get in with the discussions that was going on.
When did you first meet Jaguar?
It would have been at a football match.
Football
I can't
match.
Remember which
so
one.
So how would he introduce himself? I am Jaguar. No, I'm trying to picture it in myself.
No,
trying to understand how it's done.
I think I may have relied on maybe Wary or some
okay.
other forum might to introduce me to some of the people that I didn't know.
All right.
I can't remember. How did I meet you?
Wait, with that, let's introduce Joanne Wary, 1969 Charles. Joanne. Why you? If you're so wary of wary would mean wary means tired, far as I understand,
yes.
Right? Tired of football. So why you still? But I'm assuming that word means.
Yeah.
If I'm wrong, right? Why you still have so much interest if you're tired of football?
Well, I love sports,
right.
And football is. I mean, I always remember how I joined the site. It was because I was listening to this program when after
okay.
we qualified for Bahrain, you spoke to Nigel and you said. Site and I immediately went and I
right.
joined on immediately. As I said, how he made Jaguar is interesting. When he, Iman came to Trinidad, that's a German guy who's married to a Trinidadian.
Okay.
So he came. So when the people come to Trinidad, we'd normally go to meet. And I met him. And when I told him, no, you're Jaguar's son.
Yeah, because that's what I'm
because the way he
here.
Used to post, he
yeah.
was sung so mature.
Yeah.
So I, and then when.
Well, not only that, but look at the way he's dressed tonight. the man is dressed, I mean, he's dressed better than all of us. I'm not ashamed to say that, people.
Yeah.
The man is dressed better than every
your
single one of us.
You're stick to that you have a function to go to.
Yeah? The man is, no, nothing wrong with that. The man is dressed more professional than Ryan Rampison. I'm not ashamed to say that, people. And myself.
I'm not gonna say I
dress better than you. Yeah. Yeah. So that was, and also it was, I couldn't believe he was so young, because when you read the things he posts, you would think of somebody more mature. He came across so intelligent. And then I met his father later in the year. We have a food drive for Christmas, and his father
mm-hmm.
came to drop the food stuff at my office. I said, well, I met the real Jaguar today, because he had to be Jaguar's son. Because, you know. So that's how we met at that. And well, I met Brian in Germany, and I met Patricia at the when we had the Shaka Hislop benefit.
Right, yes.
That's
and
how
I think
we
that's
met.
Probably how I met you too.
So
I think.
No.
You
we would have met at there was a public forum on football.
Yes,
that's right. Brian has a good memory how he met Brown Sugar. Brian has a good memory. He's correcting Brown Sugar. He knows exactly. Brian, can probably tell us he did?
Stretching it up.
Yeah, all right, Brian.
If you're saying hard enough.
If you're saying hard enough. But where he, tell us, I'm going to call you Joanne, right?
Okay,
you don't
sure.
mind. Joanne, from your perspective, what makes this website so important, you feel?
Well, I mean, in terms of information, like if when I travel, I just come, and what I like,
I think I'm on a wrong the politics, sports, everything. So if I'm out of the country for a few days, I just need to go on SoccerWarriors.net. I get my general information, what happened in the country, on the general discussion page. Get all my football information on the football page, anything on cricket. So you're able to just go there and get, so you don't have to go and go in the archives of all the different newspapers and be able to get a synopsis of everything that is happening, both football, cricket,
and
government, anything in general. Yeah. And I'm into networking. I like to meet people because anything I want, some like now when I'm out, like I was out of the country recently and I came back in and something happened. I think, oh, the day with the Holly Bitoli thing.
Right.
I didn't hear news whole day, so I didn't know what's going on. So I know Patricia listened to I-95. So I called Patricia and said, what's going on with Holly Bitoli? She was able to tell me.
Right.
So it has expanded my network. So I'm able to get information and that kind of thing. So it has provided, as I say, I like the opportunity to meet people. Because I was able to meet Flex the first time I went to New York last year. So Flex came up where I was staying and I was able to meet him, another guy named Barrett Ariel. We both like Lakers, so he came to where I was. His wife is Jamaican.
So
I studied in Jamaica.
His name is Barrett Ariel, but he lives in the...
His name is 100% Barrett Ariel.
Wow. That's where he was born, I presume.
Well, yeah. And we are both diehard Laker fans. Well, everybody is
sad, very sad for you.
Yeah, but
very sad. Very
so he came and his wife is Jamaican, and I studied in Jamaica, so I know what high school she went to. So it's able to, you know, to just... And then he had a child not too long after, so, you know, so it's an opportunity for you to meet different people.
Let me bring in Brian in. Brian, when you look at the diverse numbers involved in this website, how many members? I mean, maybe that's a hard question to ask, but how many members do you think, have you all ever done a count?
Joanne might be able to better give us some idea on that, but it's numbering in the hundreds easily.
And of course we heard from Jagol, although his employers don't know this, he's regularly on the website. Employers, please, I'm not calling by his real name, I'm saying Jagol. For you, I'm going to protect your innocence. You're young, so I'm going to protect you tonight, right? So Jagol will be on regularly. So, I mean, when you listen to Patricia, obviously, and listen to Joanne, the interest is there because these are two females. Normally, with all due respect, this might sound bad, but a lot of women normally don't have as much knowledge of football as some men. That may be changing, obviously, and clearly is changing tonight because I've been speaking to them in the past, it obviously is so. But normally, you don't get so much interest from women. We get normally the men a little bit more expressive, as the case may be, because of that tradition. The tradition changes, obviously. But, Brian, from your perspective, what's the strength of this website? What's the strength inwardly? I mean, I know you as a Patriot, and we met each other when we were roommates in trying to be playing against
USA,
in Boston, of course.
Right.
Let me not talk about the result, obviously. Another bad result for Trinidad, obviously, the case may be. But tell us.
Well, basically, I think one of the main strengths is the fact that because, as Jagol was saying, such a diverse group of people, you get so much information. I mean, even with me having been involved in football as a fan for, you know, since 1989 coming up to now, and having attended, I would say, maybe about 95% of the matches, both home and abroad, I still learned so much from people like Flex, the person who started the site. And there's another guy who some of the others here may not even know, a guy by the name of Mark Purcell. He actually used to chat with me via email and so on about local football, and that's actually where some of the information that www.soccerwarriors.net actually started from, in terms of just posting up information about results locally for foreign-based, because Mark was based in Canada. So it started in much the same way that most networks do, in terms of it just gradually expanded. And I think when we qualify for Germany, that's where it kind of really blew our minds, just how many people out there, because we started finding out that there were trainees in Bahrain, there was trainees in China, they were all over the place, and those who were close by were trying to make an attempt to actually go to the away match versus Bahrain and that kind of thing. And well, when we qualified in Germany, well, then all the people in all over every part of Europe, Eastern, Western, and Central Europe, were heading to Germany. And I think the strength of the website is really this diversity of people and views. And I mean, you get to meet some people and you get to hear some stories, and you get to really, when you meet some people, you get to experience some really different things that, as Joanne was saying, you wouldn't normally be able to, you know, in the course of your field, it's just a bunch of people who based in Trinidad who were involved in the site.
All right, so what I'm going to do, again, let Ryan pull up that thread, and he's going to maybe just select a few persons And when we will ask, and let's just test this, because Ryan, you can read the person handle
before he does that. Just one thing, anything from Sam, just be careful. Yes, please.
Okay.
Who is Sam?
We don't know.
Like Mr. Snuffleupagus.
Yes,
remember Mr. Snuffleupagus
from Sesame Street? Yeah, he's this Mr. Snuffleupagus on the website. Only one person has seen him.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. All right, Ryan. So let's select anybody and read what and give us a handle.
I don't normally do this blog thing. So right. I'm trying to forget what the latest.
The latest would be at number 5 or 6 page.
All right. So let's go to page 6.
Okay. So there we're waiting on Ryan Ramkishan. Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm being rather cagey.
Go ahead. But let's read something and give us a handle first and then read.
As daily, not gonna say dead air, Ryan.
Dead air. That's okay. I accustomed to dead air. What we have J10? No, this is. I'm looking to see what's the latest.
No, you could not read anybody.
But afraid, I can't exactly.
No, no, read.
That's Sam.
You need to read.
That's Sam.
Yeah, don't show us pictures.
But I'm not seeing any person's handle. That's why I'm saying.
Left of the screen.
Yeah, that was okay. Sam.
All right. An interesting picture.
All right, we have J10. We have...
So what...
J10 says, Big Mag said he was bringing the Kit Brown Sugar.
That's good, yes. Because that's basically the kit we're supposed to be wearing.
Tomorrow. For the meet. Okay. Yeah. What are you all wearing tomorrow? What's the uniform tomorrow? For people coming to support... the Soca Warriors... Yeah.
I can't remember what college you're
in. Okay.
I can't remember either.
All right.
We told everybody was bring red and bring white.
Okay. So that's
what
you're
giving. Big Magician is bringing a kit.
Oh, he's bringing a
particular
color.
Yeah,
all right, we'll see if Ryan Rangutu can do some work and find out what that is on this same thread. Give him some work tonight. Read some. What okay. Give us another name. See, left another
Big
name.
Big Magician is.
Big Magician is.
Gary Hector.
Snoop bringing the kits.
From Join Pop.
Thank you. All right, okay, good. Okay, he's very much involved in football. We know for sure.
We're trying to get the Trini out to them because you say, if it said 4, let's try to get there no later than 3:30, please.
Yes. So because you know it's 4 o'clock in Trinidad at about 5 o'clock.
That's right.
And he's quite right. So the game is scheduled to start 3 o'clock, people. Not it'll start at 4 o'clock. Go ahead again.
Right, well, then brown sugar. And I'm trying to do this. Big Magician again. Tall Man.
Tall Man is
one of the moderators.
Right. Mova.
Mova Man.
How, you know, interesting, you give me an idea. When you hear some of these, let's talk hypothetically about some of the people here. Let me start with you, Jagol. Jagol, who you think is the most, because we're using aliases, so it would be okay. Yeah. Who you think is the most difficult person on the site, honestly?
Most difficult?
Yes, to deal with, in terms of discussion.
He's listening right now.
Well, I don't. Okay.
There's a guy called Bacon Shark.
He's now Bakes, right?
He's very argumentative and extreme intellectual, very intelligent fellow. But will fight to the very end. Just to win his point, yeah.
So his name was Bacon Shark, but he stopped eating shark and he called himself Bake now?
He's now Bakes, yeah.
Why, any reason why he stopped it? Bacon Shark, what went wrong with your name? Why you cut your name? That's what they want to know here. He was Bacon Shark, so now he's just Bake alone. Maybe he could only afford a Bake. Maybe think, because prices have gone up, eh? So you never know.
But don't get me wrong, I respect his opinion. He's a very intelligent guy, very well read.
You're making sure you're careful tonight because you know he's listening. Don't be afraid.
I'm not covering anything at all. I'm just saying he can be very argumentative and be prepared to fight if he wants to take him on.
So he's based in, well, I guess you all know him. So would it be fair to say he's based in Trinidad Tobago or not?
No, he's based in the US.
Oh, he's based in the United States. Yeah. Which might make him more argumentative because, you know, a lot of people outside of Trinidad Tobago, because with all due respect to them, they're not experiencing the problems that we experience in Trinidad Tobago. They sometimes wonder why you don't do things. But when you're in Trinidad Tobago, you realize even if you do it, sometimes it really doesn't work, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. It is, with all due respect to everyone, obviously. So let me ask Patricia, who's the most difficult person to deal with on the website? In your opinion?
I would say...
Another lady?
No.
A man?
Yes.
Men are more difficult, yes, okay.
Controversial.
Somebody named Controversial,
yes. And he's listening too.
Yes.
why you say that? Why you say that?
Well, sometimes he tends to go off point.
Okay.
And
Yeah, that's the best. That's the best way I could probably come up with it. He might. He might. Okay. He comes off as somebody who has the best intentions.
Right.
But somehow it gets skewed in the discussion, and so he could. Okay, if you're not careful, he could really. He could take you down a road that just unnecessary and.
Yeah.
You know, and he, sometimes he will start a thread on the same topic about once every month. And he'll just be real annoyed, like, oh God, we went through this last month already, you know. So, yeah, I think that'll be a person for me. And he listened.
Okay.
Sorry, controversial.
Come, Joanne.
I Bakes, because I do have a problem with you being bright, but you don't have to, I mean, you're bright, okay. All of us bright. You know, but he's had a key. I feel he comes up for me. He comes across as somebody trying to show up how much he knows, and I
right,
don't think it's a sight for that.
Right,
that's
right,
just
right,
me.
Right. Is he a lawyer or something?
Studying to be one. Yes.
Yes. Well, I can figure it out in my mind mentally. Because lawyers argumentative. That's the need. Because when you're studying to be a lawyer, that's part of the trait. You have to argue to win cases. So maybe you can excuse him based on that. I don't know. The case may be. Bran, you and you don't get frustrated so easy. So who is the most difficult person, you think?
Actually, to me, is a guy by the name of Reggae Fan, who's actually
Jamaican.
Okay. And he just annoys the hell out of me. Which, I mean,
and he might annoy you a lot more because Jamaica might be doing a lot better than trying to make any qualifier.
Oh, which is part of the problem. He never ceases to remind us.
Okay,
of this.
I can see that.
I mean, if Jamaica beats a Kingston 11,
yeah,
he would
yeah.
post it and just said, "Look, another win for the Reggae Boys. What are you guys in Trini doing these days?"
Yeah,
or something
yeah.
like that.
That could agitate you.
Yes, yes. So to me, he is the most annoying poster.
Let me ask Brown Sugar. So, in terms of Ryan pull up. Something there, trying to help, trying to help me tonight, people.
What?
I'm working him. Brown Sugar, from your perspective, how many men track you on the website? That's a good
spread. Careful of using those words.
Yes, but you said word decently. I said decent. I ain't being bad. Is that be careful because Brian is here. Okay, go ahead.
Nobody.
I find you lost for words there, Juggle. I find you lost for words intentionally. Yeah.
I remember there was one poster from Bahrain that took a liking to
Bahrain.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So you see, people in Bahrain have a fairly wealthy. Although I know they're going through some political problems
right,
recently.
Yes.
I don't know what the case may be.
The only person I think of offhand
yes.
is a poster by the name of Ilan.
Ilan.
Because
Ilan is like, how you spell that?
E-L-A-N.
All right, Ryan, look for Ilan. Ryan, look for something from Ilan. Ryan, job now. Ryan, going to find something from Ilan. Ilan, known as the tracker now. That's what I call it. Ilan, the tracker.
I'm seeing Mango Chow.
Mango Chow.
Smooth,
yeah, give us some
man.
Of the names. Give us some names, yes.
But she has a Tobago love thing going on
with
her.
NY Trini White Boy.
America named Zeppu.
And
a Tobago love kind of thing going on with
Saga her. Pinto.
Saga Pinto?
Saga Pinto.
Hey, those names.
Coops.
Okay, that's a decent name.
That's Kevin
Tennessee.
Cooper, former national coach.
National coach.
Controversial.
Right.
We'll be speaking to
them.
We'll
FF. FF.
Yes, FF.
Soccer man.
Football fan.
Oh, okay.
Let's
see.
I know
my mind going really fast. I'm going to say, right. He might be the right man right now. Yes?
Max G.
So you didn't find the tracker Elon yet?
Daft Trini.
Is Elon hiding? That's the question.
Number four.
Yeah.
Gunner Stunner. Who?
Gunner Stunner. That's what I'm like Arsenal.
Yeah.
Read what the man said. Read what the man said. Let me read what he said. Read what he said.
What no Chicago sweat does it?
Anyway. Okay, all right. Give him a little play there. You see. Gunners. All right.
Fitzino.
Fitzino. Okay.
All that.
We're looking for Elon, the tracker.
Right, we're looking.
No, I said Elon because when I went to the game in Nashville.
Right, I saw you all, right.
I think he's based in Nashville.
Oh, so he lives outside of Trinidad.
Yes,
okay.
So he was looking forward to us coming up and I was back and forth with him.
Right.
Because he...
So you actually met him?
Yes, I met him
okay,
in
good.
Nashville. So before I got there, he was on the site saying that he would try to come and hang out with us before
right.
the game, but he had... Coach, I think he coaches a team or something.
Okay.
So he didn't get a chance to come. So we did finally bump into each other at the game just as we were going in.
Coincidentally.
Yes, coincidentally.
Bran was there too, you know.
Yes.
Because I think
no.
I saw you and Bran together. Didn't I not meet the two of you all over there, Bran?
Yes.
My memory is good. Don't deny my memory. But go ahead, please go ahead.
Ever since I came back, he would always post every now and again that he's so grateful. that I think one of the first things he posted was that the price of admission, even though we lost, meeting me was the was worth the price of admission.
Wow, and Brian boy, and you were there, no Brian.
Yeah, yeah.
And that man, kind of thing.
Care about you, Brian. And he posed that for everybody to see.
Yes, every now and again he would say like, I think once I said something about Materana. Oh yes, at that same game I was like, oh gosh, I you know, wasted my money and my time to go, and he was like, thank you, Materana. So
oh,
that's why it came
juggle
to mind.
When you hear what's good, are you into that too as well on the website?
I try to stick to the football.
To the football. Yeah.
And the, and I, there's also a general discussion. We talk about anything, politics. Science,
what's been your
anything.
Most difficult discussion for you on the website? Having, in other words, not so much argumentative, but difficult in some in terms of responding to people and or getting your opinion across.
Well, it's political issues, especially when like Bacon Shark may be involved, controversial will be involved.
Right.
There's another guy called Chuchini.
Chuchini.
Also Trinity Cross, who, by the way.
Most of these guys we're speaking about are outside of Trinidad. Yeah.
Most of them are.
Right.
It seems as if, again, another reason why a lot of people gravitate towards the website is there's a longing for feeling a sense of belonging.
Of course,
to
certainly.
Home.
Nothing wrong with that.
And football is that conduit, and the website provides that opportunity for persons to engage in local banter, to speak. Or to write, sorry, as a Trinidadian would. And often, again, the diversity that we see taking place is that, and people tend to get very passionate about these issues, and sometimes you may not know everything, but it forces you to go and do your own research or to be very clear as to what your opinions are in order to express them. You know, also, the football is a very passionate topic in general. And when you get to talk about, well, we can't talk about Trinidad and Tobago football too much in the past 2 years. Mm. But the club football, the rivalry between the major clubs, between like Arsenal,
oh, the
Barcelona,
Premiership, right,
yes,
right, right.
Yeah, you need to be able to defend your point. You
so which team do you support, man?
I support Barcelona, by the way.
Okay, nothing wrong with that. They're the best team in the world, so nobody can argue that, basically, right now. Until next year, that is.
I've been a Barcelona fan for a long time. Okay. So I didn't just join the bandwagon because they play well. All right. So you just need to be clear on what your opinions are. You need to be open to other opinions, and just enjoy it really, because apart from the information, there are a lot of characters involved. It's true, mm-hmm. Nadia, to deal with at the end of the day, right? A lot of characters, and
we're hearing somebody nicknames making us unidentify
I mean,
the character.
There's a guy called Dutty, for instance.
Dutty, as in how you spell that?
D-U-T-T-Y.
Wow.
He does a section called Little Known Facts.
Okay.
And he comes up with some of the most creative.
Yeah, it's totally hilarious. Facts. I mean, anybody can go on the website and simply enjoy the level of discussion there. It's quite good.
Where from your perspective, what has been the most difficult conversation, let me use the word conversation, because it's conversations you all have in terms of on the website, it having to explain your view to someone else.
That Materana was a goat.
That was difficult to explain.
Yes, because it had a time when we were playing Guyana every other week, we weren't really losing.
Okay.
So people, going to Marvin Lee religiously, and seeing the bad football, but we weren't losing. So I always talk about he had a good record. I used to say this is the era of CD. We're not talking records anymore. And since then I hear we're talking something else. So that for me, trying to convince people that this man just wasn't good.
Yeah, the foreign base. Trying to convince
the foreign base.
Oh, yeah, because they weren't seeing,
right,
but we were seeing.
Right.
Bermuda beat us. It was no shock because...
Yeah, it wasn't surprising.
Yeah,
right. It hurt,
yeah,
so that, but it wasn't surprising.
Yeah.
To us.
Because I really couldn't understand how we couldn't convince people that one because...
Yeah,
we saw,
but they were just looking at the results. I know Trinidadians like to win.
Right.
So the fact that we were winning was a good thing, but we know better.
Mm-hmm. Brian, from your perspective, the most difficult conversation you have had on the website?
I think just the last year, kind of arguing in terms of the way forward and where Trinidad and Tobago football is now relative to where it was in 2006 and how far we've gone, you know. I think everybody keeps throwing out ideas, and the most difficult thing for me is that the powers that be, the Trinidad and Tobago Football Federation, the people with the power really to make some of these changes, like they seem totally, you know, no clueless in terms of what to do. And every time I hear an interview, if you could call it that, with Oliver Camps, it really shows you why. Mm. You know, I mean, there's probably one.
Sometimes you read too, you read an interview with Oliver Camps.
Yeah,
it's so almost as bad.
It's always no comment or.
And you know, honestly, he's not a bad person, but in real life. I just feel he should know this job is no longer for him.
Exactly.
He himself is not a bad person. I've interviewed him. He's not a bad person, far as I'm concerned. He comes across as a genuine person, but genuinely, he should be realized he's going nowhere.
You know, that sounds like, you ever saw this movie, Who Framed Roger Rabbit? About Jessica. I'm not a bad character, and I'm just drawn that way.
Yeah, you know, it's unfortunately, age has caught up with him for a long time ago, but he hasn't realized that part, and he still continues. And that's the problem.
And that's the thing. I mean, everybody who I think genuinely is passionate and loves football will tell you that, you know, it's time for young blood, fresh ideas. The people who operate within the federation, who I often hear from, and they have good ideas. But I mean, being able to implement them and get them done is you know, when you have to deal with the people who control it, it's difficult.
All right, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll be talking with a gentleman called Controversial. We're going to take a short break here on I-95.5 FM. Remember, we're talking football. We're celebrating 10 years.
10 years.
Of the SoccerWarriors.net.
SoccerWarriors.net.
Website. 10 years in existence. If you want to log on and join, it's all you got to do is log on, and it's very easy to join, I presume.
Yeah. Just fill out some basic information and you're good to go.
And come up with a name. If you heard somebody's name tonight, we'll probably try to give you some more later on. We're still looking for the tracker known as Elan. Rayan Ramkisoon has not been able to find any tread.
He seems to be
in hiding. Has gone to in hiding here because of Patricia. Elan is in hiding in the United States. He's in hiding in the United States. We don't know what he's doing, but wherever he is, he's frightened to come out here. We're going to take a short break.
Through the years, for each minister of sports, there has been a song in their tribute from the fearless one, Andre Errol Boutis, Roger Boyne, Gary Hunt.
Everyone considered him the coward of the county. Never stood one single time to prove the county wrong.
Now we have Anil Roberts. Is it the fearless one that is causing all this? Or is there a common thread among all three men? With sports on its sick bed and facing the possibility of no recovery, given the sick nature of those charged with the responsibility for sports, the country is crying out for the one doctor. Dr. Dre, Dr. Andre Errol Boutis, the only doctor that can be trusted. The doctor is no fraud. The doctor is trim, not overweight. This doctor cannot be bought. Fearless told the sports world one day he would pay it back. Say it on tape and lay it on it. He could play it back. You saved many in sports life before. Now maybe it's time to save some more. But we can never repay you. What you did for all of us is way more. But we ain't giving up fate, and you ain't giving up on us. Get up, Dre. Sports is dying. We need you. Continue. For God's sake, cuz.
For God's sake, cuz.
Influential name in sports, I-95.5 FM Talk, Trinidad.
It's good evening. Welcome back to I-95.5 FM. Remember, we are celebrating 10 years of the SoccerWarriors.net website. 10 years in existence. 10 years promoting the Trinidad and Tobago's football. And tomorrow at 4 p.m. at the Larry Gomes Stadium, a select 11 from the SoCaWarriors.net website will oppose Brent Sancho select 11 too as well from 4 o'clock. They're calling on all supporters of football, particularly supporters of the SoCaWarriors.net website, to come out and celebrate. There will be, I'm sure, some drinks and some food, and there's a kit being
provided. Hot dog and fish bread. Okay. I mean, that's two things I've got so far.
You see? You know, people, this is why it's amazing. I give Ryan Ramkison one job to look.
Hold on. You're making me read the thing. And you're telling me read comments. I have to sift through.
I tell you to look for Elan.
But I can't find Elan if he's not there. I can't find it.
The man going looking for food, people.
Somebody ask hot dog if it's baseball.
Okay, baseball, hot dog?
No, if we play in baseball.
Because it's a hot dog. It's American.
A hot dog, yeah, precisely. Yeah. But so I'm looking for it, but I can't find
it. Anyway, we've been joined, people. Right. Oh, Lord, we've been joined by Gino Controversial. I'm not going to give his last name right now to protect him. Gino is it resides overseas, obviously. I'm not going to tell you where he is to protect him to as well. We understand. Trying to protect as much as possible here, people. So, good night and welcome.
Good night and thank you, Andre, for having me on the program tonight for such an auspicious occasion in SoCaWarriors online history.
All right, you have been described here as one of the most difficult persons at the time to deal with. So I would like to know, why are you so difficult to start?
When you're creative, I guess people will find you difficult, you know.
How did you select the name Controversial?
Well, initially my nickname was from the inception of SoCaWarriors, because Mark Purcell is also one of my good friends. And when I started the website in the late 90s, when Flex took it over from Mark, I had a name, Trin Infinite, T.I. They call me short, in short they call me T.I. But right. After I changed the Controversial, one of my friends said, you know, Gino, you bring up controversial topics. So I said, yeah, I might as well change the Controversial, because that more suits my demeanor as a person.
And so tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you do where you live? I mean, I'm going to say where you live, but what do you do where you live? What do you do? What is your profession?
I'm a singer-songwriter.
Okay. Sing a song for us. No, you're a singer-songwriter.
I'm a singer-songwriter.
You tell me you're a singer-songwriter. Sing a song. Let me put you into the test.
Or you can read some lyrics.
Oh, okay. Read the lyrics. Read the lyrics. Right. You see how good your friends are here? Patriot is helping you. Read some lyrics for us. From your last song that you wrote.
From the last song I wrote.
The most popular song.
Yeah. All
right,
the most popular
song. I'm working on finishing my album and releasing it in the US right now, so I'm still in the process of doing that right now. So I haven't finished that yet, but I mean there's a number of songs on my album, you know, so it's very hard to choose which one to really come out and sing right now. And they're not released yet, so.
All right, you don't want to release it anyway, no problem. So your love for football, how did you acquire your love for football?
Well, my family has a tradition in football, you know, on both sides, you know, from my cousins playing intercourse in Trinidad, and from my other family, because my grandfather is from Suriname, and he migrated to Trinidad and married my grandmother from Trinidad, and basically a lot of his family and my cousins played in Holland and in Suriname in different places, and our family that played football in Trinidad as well, so I'm surrounded by that football blood in my family itself. So I always grew up around football since I was 3 years old, you know, watching football with my father, my grandparents, my uncles and so forth, and coming up here in Toronto and then moving from Toronto to the States, you know, I've always been a part of the football.
Yes, and thanks for telling us where you are, obviously. Thanks a lot, certainly. But as well, Controversial, now, of all the persons here, we've got Patriot in the studio, Jagol, Brown Sugar, and Wary 1969. Tell us, before you met any of them, and I'm assuming, if I don't know if you met them, obviously, maybe I'm jumping the gun here. But
Wary, I met Brown Sugar. I've never met Jagol before. Patriot, I met him many times. You know, we've been on very good speaking terms because we are some of the original members on SoCaWarriors Online. And
what are your thoughts about them? What are your thoughts? Before you actually met them face to face, what did you, besides Patriot, what did you, okay, for instance, Jagol, who you've never met, what are your thoughts about him?
Well, no, he's a well-read individual, you know. He makes sure that he does his research and he gives some good insight in terms of the political spectrum in Trinidad and Tobago. And he also gives a good viewpoint on football itself, you know. Everybody, I think, despite the way people look at each other, and sometimes we do have certain arguments and we're argumentative on the site itself, everybody presents themselves in a certain manner that, you know, is like we're still Trinidadians, you know? We're still Tobagonians, we're still Trinidadians, we're still brothers and sisters on the side, you know? And everybody brings across a very good point in their own way. Of course, not everybody agrees on the varying perspectives and viewpoints and so forth, but, you know, that's part of the side is talk and talk. That's how it started off, you know?
What's been the most difficult tread you've had to do on the site so far? In your experience, difficult time you've had convincing persons of things that you believe in?
I think general discussion gets very heated, eh? Mm. As compared to the football discussion, because there's so many political issues going on in Trinidad and Tobago. And a lot of people have different points of view, and I've been part of, like, you know, the affiliated with certain political parties, and I feel that is the most heated discussion in terms of the forum itself, you know.
In terms of the football, so what do you think about Trinidad and Tobago's football currently?
Currently? Well, we have a problem, and the problem has two words to it, and that is Oliver Camps, to begin with, right now. And you see, the actual progress of Trinidad and Tobago football is being stunted because we have so much creative minds in and outside of Trinidad and Tobago that would love to come forward and, you know, rebrand Trinidad and Tobago football for the worldwide audience. And it can't be done because we're being kept back from it because we have the older heads that are involved that are not giving up their posts, and they're in the twilight of their career. And a lot of people have a problem with that because, you see, there's so much that could be given to Trinidad and Tobago football from just the people, not only the people on the board, but other people that we know that are affiliated to us that can give to the football, but they're not getting the opportunity to actually come out and actually take part in it and rejuvenate the football to give a rebirth to Trinidad and Tobago football to take it forward.
As someone living outside of Trinidad and Tobago, controversial, what's it, from your perspective, is the most difficult thing that you have to contend with when you deal with some of your contemporaries who live in Trinidad and Tobago?
Well, I guess it's you know, the fact that, you know, you experience, like, you know, the United States Soccer Federation, you experience Canadian Soccer Federation, the other federations outside in Europe and the UK and so forth, and you see how things are run in comparison to how it's being run in comparison to Trinidad and Tobago. And being a Trinidadian and knowing that you love the football and you have the passion for the football, the way that the expats in the other countries have that passion for the football, knowing that you can't do something about it when something can be done to, say, for instance, you know, create a better marketing strategy for our football that is being done or used in the U.S. Soccer Federation or the Canadian Soccer Federation. And having seen that in the foreign federations and not being applied to Trinidad and Tobago football is what is the most sickening part about it, because you can't do anything about it. And you wish that people back home, which are still our people, you know, I mean, just because they're local doesn't mean, just because you're away from Trinidad doesn't take away from the fact that you are Trinidadian. And we would love for them to actually do something about it, but I see the kind of precarious situation that they're in right now because of how the federation is run. So it's kind of an outsider looking in, but you still want the best for Trinidad and Tobago football, despite you not being there, because you are Trinidadian and you are patriotic towards the country and the football. And you wish that locally some more things could be done, especially even with the Pro League itself. You know, I've had discussions with the Pro League chairman and other people with the Pro League to try to move it forward. And that happened a number of years ago, and it never happened of it because it's like the certain lackadaisical nature in terms of taking progress towards our sport in Trinidad and Tobago is what concerns me. And it has nothing necessarily to do with the panel that is sitting in front of you there, Andre, because I know you're doing your man's work in terms of, it's a great service you're doing in terms of bringing this football discussion, because we need more of this right now in the country and outside the country. But the only problem is the fact that a lot of people outside the panel, outside the diehards on the board and people that really want the best of football are not doing the best for it, who are in control. And that bothers a lot of the expats in the other country, in the other countries, you know, looking in. In a nutshell, you know what I mean?
Gino, Patriot here.
Yeah.
What What have you been doing stateside in terms of trying to, you know, keep the warrior nation on that side of the border active? Or so you could share with us anything in terms of any ideas you may have, or you're organizing any kind of sweat or anything of that nature?
Well, you see, I actually resigned as regional head of Canada for the warrior nation, as you know, Patriot. A number of years ago, because I took on my music career and I was doing that, you know, steady, and I took up a lot of my time, about 95% of my time. And now I'm residing in the U.S. right now, and I'm really, really occupied with that. But just recently, I was talking to Flex, and I told him that I might try to organize an anniversary sweat for everybody on the board, either in North America or in Trinidad. And that's what I've been trying to work on right now, and balancing that with my music career and everything. But I wish that... we could try to like do some more events, you know, outside, and bring some Trinidadians locally to come out to the events in North America as well. Kind of from a perspective of an expat coming back, we always come back home for the events, so we love doing that, coming back home to Trinidad and Tobago. But it would also be nice if we could organize a Warrior Nation event that I'm trying to put together now for the anniversary sweat for the 10 years. That a lot of people locally will be able to come and join us abroad in like the U.S. and Canada and so forth, you know?
Okay. A quick suggestion. In as much as you're involved in music and so on, what you could probably try and do is maybe as you're launching your CD, if you could interact with maybe some West Indian themed radio stations that they have in different parts of the U.S. and so on. And if they're playing your music and so on, you could use that maybe as a forum to also bring out the football fans and that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's actually a good suggestion. But you see, the music I'm doing is not really West Indian related right now, right? So it's more mainstream. So it's pop rock, more mainstream music right now. But at the same time, I am in connections. Like, I mean, I have a lot of connections in New York and Miami for the radio stations and to get it out there.
Right.
Any kind of event that we do have for Warrior Nation in the future, I can do that. And, you know, Flex knows that as well. And he knows that I have the ability to actually get in touch with these people and get the message out there that we're actually throwing something. Because what people don't know locally in Trinidad is that a lot of the expats in the U.S. and Canada and the U.K. love getting involved in these type of events. Because it brings them, as you said earlier on, mentioned earlier on in the conversation, that it brings them closer to home.
True.
And it brings them closer to the football. And, like, you know, sport is something that, you know, brings everybody together. And Soca Warriors Online has been doing it for over 10 years, you know. And it's been a great pleasure, like, you know, posting and being on the board and meeting the different personalities on the board and having seen and discussing the different varying opinions, you know. So... But at the same time, I think that moving forward, I believe that, you know, we could come together a little more, and I think unity will take us there, you know, in terms of getting rid of the arguments and the little petty discussions and actually taking the football forward, you know.
All right, controversial. This is Jagul here.
Hey, Jagul, what's going on?
I'm all right, man. I take your point about launching a marketing campaign for the way we brand Trinidad and Tobago football and the way we encourage people to get back involved in the game and so on. That is absolutely correct. But what I see taking place in terms of developing the game here is that we need proper institutional strengthening of the Trinidad and Tobago Football Federation to function. As you correctly said, looking at the example of the way the Americans operate, football is a minority sport in the U.S. However, they have seen significant growth taking place throughout the country because they have planned, and not just planned but also implemented. And
of course, because they have a business plan and they actually have a plan. Because if you look at the head of USSF, Sunil Galati, he's a businessman first and foremost.
Correct.
He's not a footballer. He doesn't have a footballing history in his family or legacy or grew up around football, you know. So he took a business approach to football, and Trinidad could actually implement the same business approach to football right now in terms of the marketing, in terms of the sponsorships, you know, the private investment, in terms of everything from like and rebuild and revamp like the whole structure of the TTFF from like youth go up to senior level for both men's and the women's program. And looking at it from the U.S. Soccer Federation point of view, Jaguar makes an interesting point, because soccer is not the number one sport in the United States. It's not the number one sport in Canada either, but the organizational level of which they have it right now is like exceptional, because they could organize well. And it's all about organization. That's the main thing about it, you know. Yeah, it's about organization, correct, and restructuring it.
That's correct. You see, I think that we've been in this the studio for a while, and we haven't said a particular name as yet. Mr. Warner, Jack Warner. We know Jack Warner has been at the paragon of Trinidad and Tobago football for a number of years. And what we see taking place, I think, is a serious succession planning issue. What we see taking place is that the organization that is, that if we can call it an organization at all, I think we should call it an entity, is more or less something, a creation. It was created in the image and likeness of Jack Warner. And now we see what's taking place in terms of all of the political machinations of FIFA, of Mr. Blazer, it is in the US, of Sepp Blatter and so on. His influence outside, in terms of CONCACAF and in the world at large, has been significantly diminished. And we see, well, that was basically all that we had holding on to in terms of the strength of the entity that was the TTFF, and that is gone now.
That is non-existent anymore, and Jaguar is right, because if you look at it from a perspective on the outside, they look at and looking in, you're seeing that TTFF now has to rely solely on the government, and it's supposed to be a private organization. Mm. And reading Minister Roberts' statement this morning, how they're going to issue checks to the head coach and other players, it's basically ridiculous, because, you know, the organization is supposed to be run in such a way that you would not need government to actually come in, because there would be accountability that they wouldn't have to step in to do that. And now we're facing a problem where they have to issue checks and they don't trust the TTFF, which is supposed to be the governing body of football in Trinidad and Tobago. And it can't happen because they don't have a plan. They don't have a succession plan, just like what Jaguar just said just now.
Hi, controversial. Sorry to cut you. This is Brown Sugar.
No problem. Sorry about that.
How are you going? How are you going? This is Brown Sugar.
How are you? Thank you for the TTF constitution that you sent to me, by the way.
That's okay. That's fine. I was going to, you know, we always discuss on the forum all the problems. We know all the problems with the TTFF. But, you know, when we get to the point of how do we change it, that's where everything falls apart. Because, as we all know, the TTFF was set up in such a way that apparently we as outsiders can't do anything to change what's going on in there. And so we always debate with each other and, you know, come to blows sometimes over the topic. And then when we get to the point of, okay, we as outsiders, we have ideas as to what to do, but it's difficult to get from, we know what the ideas are, we know what the problems are, we have ideas as to what to do about it, but how do we as outsiders change that? And, you know, that's where we all get stuck, and, you know, it's as if we're hands are all tied, which apparently it is. So, my question is, what do you think? Tell me what you think. How do we
personally, I'll tell you something right now. The problem, if you look at Jamaican football, for example, the JFF have been an institution that have always supported their football, and they have less money than Trinidad and Tobago in terms of our country, in terms of the federation. But one thing that they do have is unity amongst their people who support football. I believe there's too much infighting in the Trinidad and Tobago football fraternity in order for it to progress. If we come together and we unite on a united front to revamp and restructure and revitalize Trinidad and Tobago football together, I think we could achieve that initiative in terms of taking our football in a way that we could actually see us qualifying every 4 years for a World Cup, because we don't have a problem in terms of the talent, the skill, or the resources. We have a problem with organization and togetherness and unity within the football fraternity. I think it could happen, it could work. And right now is the best opportunity, because the TTFF under a lot of scrutiny in terms of how bad they have run or how poorly they have run the organization and their lack of accountability to the people of Trinidad and Tobago and the fans of Trinidad and Tobago. And I think right now is the opportunity, the seizure opportunity for us to move forward and bring forward a board or organization that could step in and bring forth a business plan and a succession plan for football to take us on in the future. But we must also keep in mind that the Football Players Association of Trinidad and Tobago, FPAT, has to be involved uniquely with that. They have to be an integral part of that because I believe the players must have a right to be paid and a right to be represented by a body. And Shaka Islop and the other people that form the FPAT need to come together with the people who are willing to step forward and take the initiative and form a new organization and move forward in terms of working that out with the government and showing the government that, you know what, if you invest in Trinidad and Tobago football, we could actually take the football forward and it wouldn't be regressing like what we have been seeing for the last 15 years or more. And I think that if we can come together and if we can come together with FPAT in terms of getting the players on board and getting them to join an actual union, a players union, so they could be represented fairly, I think we can move forward because we have the marketing ideas. We have the strategy. You see, what people fail to realize is that Trinidad could be a worldwide brand because we have so many Trinidadians in North America and the UK that would follow the football, would buy the merchandising, would watch the games, would do everything, would follow it loyally and put their money towards that loyally if something is run well. And a lot of people fail to realize that, except the people on the board who have been talking about it all the time, like Brown Sugar has pointed out. And I think the only thing that's keeping us back is that you have a lot of the older heads right now that are in the twilight of their career, like Oliver Camps, that don't want to leave because, you know, that has been his life.
Their bread and butter.
Yeah, exactly. They've been their bread and butter for how long? And they don't want to leave that. It's like it's been a part of them that they don't want to leave. They don't want to let go of it because they don't know what comes afterwards. You know, it's like, and the thing is, though, that is the problem that is stunting the growth of Trinidad and Tobago football.
Answer me one thing. World Cup qualifiers start in 2nd of September, I think it is. Mm-hmm. Do you think we should just forget about 2014, go Brazil just to have a good time, and plan for Russia?
I never say give up on anything. Personally, I think it's a good opportunity to breed the youths and to expose players that have not been exposed to the national team and cap the players that have not been capped on the national team that need caps to actually gain access to international squads to be scouted and for international squads. I think we should use that as an avenue to breed our young players that are coming up right now and other players that we haven't looked at.
When I said, I didn't mean not take part, you know. That is what I meant. Do you feel so we shouldn't bother call back Kenwin, call back Carlos, just go with like the Olympic team and use that as experience to them so by the time 2018 rolls around, we'll be in a better footing. That is what I meant by, do you think we should forget 2014?
I think it's an option, but at the same time, I think that Kenwin Jones and a lot of the other senior players would love to play for Trinidad. You see, that is a question that will have to be answered by themselves in FPAT. You know, I can't answer that for Carlos Edwards and the other players because, personally, I would love to see them represent Trinidad and play and us get a shot at it. You know, I wouldn't want to throw away the chance and rule out that possibility entirely. I don't think it would be fair to all of us. I know. I understand where you're coming from, Rory, and I understand the objective that you would like to see in terms of Russia, and it's a good point you're making. It's an excellent point you're making. But at the same time, I don't think we should throw away that chance because you never know what could happen. If you look at Copa America just recently, who would have expected Brazil and Argentina not to be in the final for Copa America?
And Venezuela to make it to the semis.
And Venezuela to create so many upsets in their first round. Nobody would have expected that.
All right, Kondoza, I want to thank you very much for your time. Certainly, I want to leave you with the idea that now a lot of people know that you are very expressive. If they didn't know it before, they know it now that you can talk for a very long time. I didn't know it before, obviously, because the first time I'm talking to you. But well said. And most of what you've said, we agree with 100%, obviously. We wish you the best of luck in your career. In your budding career.
On a note before I leave, certainly. I would like to send my condolences and my prayers to True Trini, a.k.a. Yes. Trinity Cross. His mother passed away this morning. And he has been a forum member since the beginning, like myself and Patriot and a few others. So I just want to send my prayers to him, and I hope God blesses him and his family in this time. You know, so I just want to say that. And thank you so much for having me in here. It's a pleasure, and I hope everybody has a safe weekend. Take care. God bless.
Thank you very much. All right. We're going to take a short break, people. We're just going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll be talking to Clayton Clark up there in Trinity, at the golf, the Millennium Lakes. He'll bring us up to date quickly, then we'll come back and talk some football. Take a short break.
Each minister of sports, there has been a song in their tribute from the fearless one, Andre Errol Batiste, Roger Boyne, Gary Hunt.
Everyone considered him the coward of the county. Never stood one single time to prove the county wrong.
Now we have Anil Roberts. Is it the fearless one that is causing all this? Or is there a common thread among all three men? With sports on its sick bed and facing the possibility of no recovery, given the sick nature of those charged with the responsibility for sports, the country is crying out for the one doctor.
I need a doctor. Call me a doctor. I need a doctor, doctor, to bring me back to life.
Dr. Dre. Dr. Andre Errol Batiste, the only doctor that can be trusted. The doctor is no fraud. The doctor is trim, not overweight. This doctor cannot be bought. Fearless told the sports world one day he would pay it back. Say it on tape and lay it on it. He could play it back. You saved many in sports life before. Now maybe it's time to save some more. But we can never repay you. What you did for all of us is way more. But we ain't giving up fate, and you ain't giving up on us. Get up, Dre. Sports is dying. We need you. Continue. For God's sake, cuz.
For God's sake, cuz.
Influential name in sports, I-95.5 FM Talk, Trinidad.
Yes, welcome back to I-95.5 FM. We're talking football. We're talking with members of the Soca Warriors. Wow, we're talking with members of the SocaWarriors.net website. Tomorrow, they're celebrating 10 years of existence with a football match from 4 p.m. at the Larry Gomes Stadium. A select 11 from the Soca Warriors team will play against a Brent Sancho select 11. According to Ryan Ramkatuni, red hot dogs and soup available to
Hello,
eat.
Hello, fish broth.
Sorry, fish broth.
Not broth.
Fish, all right.
Broth.
Broth. All right. Broth. We don't know who's doing it. We're not sure the caterers, but it's available.
Hold on, I can tell you just now. All right. I think it's Partners.
Okay, somebody
right.
named Partners.
Yeah, Partners.
We're still looking for
partners
Elan, though. We're still looking for Elan, people. Anybody out there knows Elan, the tracker? We are still looking for Elan. We can't find him. In the meantime, we have managed to find Clayton Clark, who is in Trinity.
A man who knows all about his belly.
A man who loves food. Clayton, are you eating now? Clayton, welcome.
No, but I hear you all talking about fish broth.
So oh, God, Clayton.
Like the food is in the station today.
Yes. All right, Clayton, bring us up to date, sir, and what's going on.
Yes, we're just at the end of the closing ceremony for the 55th Caribbean Golf Tournament held here in Trinidad and Tobago. And the local team, the host team, Trinidad and Tobago, finished overall the top team with 151 points ahead of Puerto Rico and the Turks and Caicos Islands. Now, this is the second time Trinidad and Tobago is cupping this title. They won for the first time in 2006 in Jamaica. In the different categories now, the juniors, the seniors, Trinidad and Tobago won 3 of the 5 titles. Firstly, they won... No, 3 of the 5 titles. Firstly, they won the Ramon Buez. That's for the mid-amateur, the team of Wayne Batiste and Dave Rajkumar. They top finish ahead of... They were 271 points, finishing ahead of the Dominican Republic on 272, and OECS in third. TNT also won the senior title. That's the Steele and Perkins Cup. The duo of Carlos Baines and Michael Comisión finished with 276 points ahead of Puerto Rico and Barbados. And the ladies team took the George Steele Cup. The trio there of Tracy Clark, Martin DeGans, and Money for Steele there. Total 593 points, or whatever it is, not too sure at this point. Finishing ahead of Puerto Rico, 604, and in third place there was the Cayman Islands. The titles that TNT did not win, but they were second in that the Higgs and Higgs, the senior, the super seniors, TNT there, Monty Chapman and Barry Fernandez, they were second behind Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico 293, TNT 296, and then in the Holman Cup, that's the open category, Trinidad and Tobago was third, 1,003 points behind Puerto Rico in first and Dominican Republic in second. The TNT team, Andre Collins, Shane Costello, Alderaid, Dongs, Jessel, Mohammed, and Selena Jagannath, Rajendrat.
Yes.
Rajendrat. Yeah, so the team there finishing third. It has been 4 days of competition. Had some rain, had some sun, had a mix of everything. But in all, Trinidad and Tobago coming out victorious for the second time in the 55-year history of the tournament. TNT finished as the top team in the Caribbean in golf, Andre.
Great news. So, how are the Trinidad and Tobago team celebrating?
Oh, well, I just had to run away from the champagne because they were spilling it all over the place, like, you know, as you see in the Tour de France and whatnot.
Right.
But they were really celebrating. I had to move away from the noise because they just boarded the bus. No, but they were really happy. They topped the, let me get it right, the birdies.
Yes,
we
birdies.
Were topping
yes.
the birdies, 20-something, yes. 24. Puerto Rico was second with 14. So
correct.
We really had an outstanding tournament. Of course, playing at home, they are familiar with the course. I spoke with Moni for Sealy before. And she mentioned they had to train in the rain, and she saw the advantage of that because when it started to rain, of course, they were familiar with the conditions, and it really helped. They also won their category in the ladies' competition, so, you know, they really did well, of course, the home pressure, and, she, you know, she said that we really wanted to give Trinidad and Tobago that victory, and they did.
All right. Thanks a lot, Creighton Crack. Have a safe trip down from Trinity, and enjoy the rest of the night, Creighton Crack.
Thank you, and same to you and your fish grass.
Okay. Oh, Creighton! Don't be so envious, Creighton! Don't be
because
envious.
Because we might actually get it from...
Yes.
Let me hurry back and come to the station.
No, don't come back.
Clayton is not here. You have to come tomorrow.
Where?
No, Creighton, you go ahead and come back here, boy. You go ahead and come back. You don't worry with them. You come back here and get it. Goodbye, Creighton. Have a good night. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. That was Creighton Clark, there, people, in Trinity. We're going to open up a telephone line to take a few of... No, in fact, I think Ryan Ramkin... Have you found him?
We found Elan.
Okay.
Well, we found his stats.
Go ahead.
So here are Elan's stats. His name is Elan. His custom title is Go On, Get In There.
Go on? Oh, boy.
Go on. Get in there.
Sugar. What's going on here? Go
He's
ahead.
Posted 7,369 times, which is equivalent to 3.445 posts per day.
Wow.
His position is Hero Warrior, and he last posted today at 1:06:55 p.m. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right, his email is hidden. I wonder why.
Mm.
And he's based in the U.S.
Does he have a picture in there?
Yes.
of the mighty, mighty Manchester United.
Also, he's a, is he? No, that's no, no. That's a referee. That's a referee. For as I'm seeing this, yeah. A referee wearing Manchester United uniform.
All that be good.
Yeah. That doesn't mean he supports the Manchester United. Maybe it means he supports a team that played against Manchester United, and that referee made a bad decision. Yes. That's what that could mean.
That is exactly what it means.
He's a Chelsea fan.
Oh, well, then I understand why he has done that, obviously, then. Because I
need you out of my studio.
I certainly don't recognize that person as a Manchester United and recognize him as a referee. Yeah. That's for sure. So we're going to go to the telephone line.
No, wait. We have one more. We also found Dutty.
Dutty. All right. Yeah, okay, good.
So here's one little known fact. And look at how it's posted, down at the bottom. Little known fact. Due to his radio popularity and no-nonsense approach to his craft, SoccerWarriors.net member Soca Pro is the first heterosexual DJ selected to perform at the Pride Parade in London in 2012. Maybe you can ask them to explain that. They told me I can read it, so I read it.
Wow. Who wants to explain that one?
I'll pass.
Jagol?
I think Soca Pro is he's in the music industry, right?
Yeah.
And, it's just a little bit of banter, really.
Okay. Wow. That's more than a little bit of banter, people. Remember, tomorrow, the SoccerWarriors.net, they celebrate 10 years of existence, 10 years of persevering with Trinidad Tobago's football. They were rewarded in 2006 when Trinidad Tobago qualified for Germany. They're still waiting, as most of us, to go to another World Cup with Trinidad and Tobago. Whether they'll do so in 2014 in Brazil looks slim, not impossible right now. We're going to go to the telephone lines 622-3937. Will you be there? Will you come out and support the SoccerWarriors.net website tomorrow at the Larry Gomes Stadium? The game starts at 4 p.m. and they play against a Brent Sancho Select 11 at the Larry Gomes Stadium. Hot dogs and
fish broth.
Fish broth, right.
Partners fish broth.
Right, and there'll most likely be drinks available too as well, and you get a chance to meet some of the persons you would have discussed items and topics with on the website. So let's go to the telephone lines at 622-3937. Good evening. Yes, good evening.
Good evening, Andrew. Pleasant night to you and all your guests in the studio.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, sir.
Lovely discussion there, man. You know, I like the topic when the guy who was speaking, I don't know if he was speaking from foreign.
Yes, sir.
Yes, you know, but he had an issue with Oli Khamis. I find he was beating up a little too much on Oli Khamis because everybody in Trinidad is supposed to know that Oli Khamis was just a figurehead. The person who we should really be blaming is the special advisor, because the special advisor is chief cook and bottle washer. So all the money that the TNTFA do have, I think the special advisor is supposed to answer those questions for
us. But the special advisor is supposedly no longer involved in football in Trinidad and Tobago. That's we're talking about Jack Warner, right? Basically,
yes.
He's no longer involved in football in Trinidad and Tobago, so he may not have much to answer again if he's no longer involved.
But that was only recently. That was only about a few weeks ago. He's no longer involved.
No, more than a few weeks ago. He was suspended for a while, and then officially, it's supposed to be more than that, sir.
Yes, but he used to pick the coaches.
No, we're not denying that, but we can't go back in time, sir. We have to move forward. Yeah, you don't agree?
I agree with you. Yes.
Right. So
what we're supposed to do is to blame Mr. Oli Khamis now for
Because he's still on. He could do exactly what Jack Warner has done and leave.
Okay, all right.
I think that's the point that most of them were trying to make, sir.
Also, the guy didn't address, you know, the issue of accountability. He talked about the Jamaica Federation being picked up. But I think accountability is a big issue because they can't account for nothing.
Well, that's the point, sir. So that's where we want Oliver Khamis to go.
Yes.
All right. Thanks for agreeing eventually. Thanks a lot.
All right.
You have a wonderful night, sir. Wonderful.
You too.
All right, sir. All right. Thanks a lot, sir. Thank you very much. Good evening. Yes, good evening.
Yeah, good evening.
Yes, good evening, sir.
With Trinidad and Tobago football.
Yes.
I was in somebody was saying that on a news thing that the sport ministry or the sport minister would pay the staff and so on at the football facility.
Mm-hmm.
What I want to understand, how much, well, I mean, that can't allow it to go along. The federation itself have to get some money from government. Because if you pay the staff, there will be need for money to do other things, to carry on the same football, but how would they get this money? And that is a problem.
Okay, understand. So we're talking about the SoccerWarriors.net website. Do you know the website at all?
No.
Well, do you go online regularly?
No.
All right. Well, then it's difficult to know the website, obviously. All right. Thanks a lot, sir. Thank you very much. Okay. Thanks a lot. Well, that won't make it very difficult. Good evening. Yes, good evening.
Hi, Andre.
Yes, good evening.
I would just like to commend my fellow for my job. Well done.
Okay. What's your handle? May I ask you what's your handle?
I am Stu.
You are Stu?
You are Stu.
Stu is Stoops. Okay. Oh, so why? What made you come up with that name? May I ask?
Well, my name was Warrior Queen at first.
Right. I think I remember that name.
Yes. After the whole confusion with the footballer, the black
bear. Right. You changed your name.
I changed my name to Stu.
And so you're going to change back your name now that Jack Warner is gone and Oliver Kempf be going?
I will change it after he is gone for good.
And where you going to change it to?
I'll go back to Warrior Queen.
Oh, you're going back to Warrior Queen. You're going back to your original name.
To my original name.
All right, so obviously you will be there tomorrow, obviously.
I will be there tomorrow, thanks to Wayne and Brown Sugar for helping me out.
Okay, good.
I just want to invite everybody to come. Have a good time.
All right, certainly. Thanks a lot. Thank you for calling. Thank you very much. Have a good night.
Trying to find a comment from Stoops.
Okay. Good evening. Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, good evening. Yes, good evening.
Do you think it's a good thing or a bad thing that you want to leave football?
Sir, that is the question you call to ask me, sir. So tonight, the answer to that is yes. And but I'm asking you, SoccerWarriors.net. Do you know the website?
Yes, I do.
Sorry? He said yes. So will you be at the match tomorrow?
Hello?
All right. Well, I guess he just wanted to know answer to a very rhetoric question, obviously. Let's go back to the telephone lines. Good evening. Yes, good evening.
Oh, hi. Yeah, I'm just signing in for the live show.
Yes, you're live. So, you're live.
Oh, okay. It's football supporter here.
Yes, okay. Oh, welcome. How, what made you get involved in this website, sir?
Well, I was in England, involved a little bit with some of the Trinity footballers, and I found it's the best way to keep in touch with the football scene in Trinidad while I was in England. And since then, I think now over four years I've been a member. And I just wanted to say that the guys here forgot to mention that two couples have actually got married who met on Soccer Warriors.
Okay, tell us.
Are you one of them, sir?
Sorry, no, I'm not. Not yet.
Not yet.
I haven't actually spent enough time with Brown Sugar yet to really.
Oh, Brown Sugar is in demand. All right, sir. So, Brian Springer is not happy, sir. So don't say that. Don't say that. So who are the two couples, sir? Do you know them? Obviously, have you
No. Okay. I don't actually know. I just know there's two legends of Soccer Warriors. That's one of them, and the second one is that. Much of the information that the footballers used in the court case was actually obtained by SoccerWarriors.net
through
their research.
Right. All right. So, well, obviously, I'm going to. You will not be able to be at the match, obviously, tomorrow because you're not in Trinidad. Are you in Trinidad now?
Oh, I'm in Trinidad now.
Oh, yes. So you'll definitely be there.
I loved the website so much. I moved to Trinidad to be closer to it.
Oh, is it the football or the women, sir?
I'll be there tomorrow with VFI, unfortunately, not with Soccer Warriors, but. There you go.
All right. Thanks a lot, sir. Thank you very much. Thanks for your call.
Right, thank you.
All right. Bye. Certainly. So, Brown Sugar is in demand.
We didn't find football out what his handle was.
No, football supporter. Football.
Right, but I saw something from him. No. Hear what Stoops say. I pass in true with me bowl.
That was
only
said.
Hearing about this famous partner's fish broth.
Okay.
So, it's about time I take a taste.
All right, so we need partners to call us to tell us what he is going to put into this fish broth.
Broth.
Okay, right.
Broth.
Partners, wherever you are, if you are brave enough, please call us. If you're listening, obviously, please call us and tell us what are you using for this famous dish that a lot of people, including our very own Clayton Clark, is on his way back to the studio for. He's not going to get it now because he's not here. But don't tell him, people, please. Remember, we're talking football, and we really are telling people as much as possible, whether you knew about the website before or not tonight, obviously to come out and support this very good venture. It's a lot of people volunteering on their own. Joanne was telling us that. Oh, how many hits, Joanne, you were telling us?
Dick. Got 11 million hits.
11 million
by
hits.
2009 September.
As at 2009. So, of course, it's a lot more since then, certainly. So, if you have never been to this website and you follow Trinidad and Tobago football, or you follow any football, because even if you follow the Premiership, you follow good teams like Arsenal and Arsenal and Arsenal and Arsenal and Arsenal, then why not go out and certainly enjoy the time on this website? I'll be prepared to go before we take any more calls, obviously, because of time. Let me just go back around the table again. So let's start reminding people again. Let me start with you, Brian. Tell us about tomorrow. What tomorrow means.
Okay. Tomorrow is a very auspicious occasion, as Controversial who called and said. It represents 10 years, 10 long years of a website, www.soccerwarriors.net. And the forumites, as we call ourselves, who have participated on that forum for the last 10 years discussing football, among other things as well, but chiefly and primarily football related to Trinidad and Tobago. I think it's safe to say that that site represents the most die-hard football supporters in Trinidad and Tobago, wherever those supporters may be. They have a love for the game, and they have a love for Trinidad and Tobago, and they are represented. And tomorrow we want to call out everybody in Trinidad and Tobago who's ever been touched in any way by football. I remember the thousands of people who showed up to greet the Soccer Warriors when they came back from their successful campaign in Bahrain, as well as when they came back from Germany. And, you know, if even a small portion of that group comes tomorrow to the Larry Gomes Stadium to watch the match at 4 o'clock, it'll be welcome, and you get a chance to talk football and meet a lot of the people who are also passionate about the game and who wish the football well.
Jagol?
Seeing that we haven't had that opportunity to meet for an official match in a long while, it's a tremendous opportunity for us to meet and greet each other, to reignite the spirit of Trinidad and Tobago football, and to encourage the growth of the website, of the forum, and to generally have a good time with each other.
All right, going to go back to the telephone line. Remember, we're looking for partners, really. But anyway, let's see if we get it. Good evening. Yes, good evening.
Good night.
Yes, good night. What's your name?
Anyway,
all right.
Rian?
Yes.
All right. And again.
Hi,
and what I just simply called the actor. What about the flag in the stadium? The Crawford Stadium. The area of power was going on in Wednesday. And I'll look out for it. I saw it.
All right. We'll check onto that, sir. Thanks a lot. Thank you very much. Anyway.
As interestingly, as he mentioned flag, I don't know, people who go to the games, when you go to the game, you see a huge flag up in the stands that's unfolded by the fans. That's our flag, actually.
Okay, so yes, I remember that. I remember watching a couple of matches.
No, this is not
the
$2 million flag.
No, no, it's much less.
That we bring
it costs
the
a lot less.
Much less than $2 million.
All right, so tell us from your perspective, Brown Sugar, what tomorrow means.
Tomorrow is just like Jago said, another chance to get together offline and hang out and talk some more of the stuff that we talk about online. Get to meet, because there's a couple of people who come in tomorrow that I've never met, so that's a good opportunity to meet. And I want to taste partners, fish broth.
Partners. All right, let's go back to the telephone line.
Andre, I think we had a go on.
Yeah. Good evening. Good.
Hello.
Yes, good evening.
Yes, I want to say I'll support the event tomorrow.
Okay.
But I also something hurting the whole day, boy. I watch Box of Pots on TV, and Kurt Sinner saying that if he tank his promoter, Box of Pots, what is really going on?
All right. Thanks a lot, sir. I'm not talking boxing tonight, unfortunately, people. Let's try as much as possible. I know there's a lot of things you want to talk about, but let's stick to the topic. Tomorrow is an important day for the SoccerWarriors.net group discussion forum, I should say. All of the persons on it. Tomorrow they celebrate 10 years of existence, and there's a game on at 4 p.m. at the Larry Gomes Stadium in Arima. It's going to be a select 11 playing a match of about normal time.
Yeah.
90 minute game.
We might probably break it up into like 20s or something.
All right. So
yeah,
maybe
they're not as young as they used to be.
All right.
It's 3 30-minute sessions.
Okay, so 3 30-minute sessions. They're improvising, people, because of circumstances.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to be playing against a Brent Sancho 11. They're asking Brent not to bring the entire 2016 Brent Sancho, please. He already has a match planned for September the 2nd against the Trinidad and Tobago cricket team. So he has to be careful. We're going to go back to the telephone. Remember, we're looking for partners. But he like Elan, is another man in hiding. Some of these men are cowards, it seems, on the SoccerWarriors.net website. Good evening. Yes, good evening.
Hello, good afternoon.
Yes, sir. Good evening.
Hello.
Yes, we're hearing you.
Yes, I'm Andre. How are you doing? This is Flex.
Oh! All right, so welcome, because we know you're very much one of the founders. Tell us a little bit, Frex, and glad to have you on, obviously. Tell us what tomorrow means as well.
Well, unfortunately, I wouldn't be there, but I just called to wish those guys all the best. And just want to say hello to, is that bullhead guy, Arnold Roberts?
I am.
Flex. Don't go down that road.
No. That's me and Rob.
Please.
But you know, okay. Hold on. I'm going to look. Take off your headpiece. Let me just see. Let me check.
No.
All right, sir.
You're looking from a top view.
No.
Look like twins.
Yeah.
So from now on, I'm going to have
a cap. Yeah, just want to say thanks, everyone.
Yes, sir. And thanks to you, sir, because based on what we have heard tonight.
All those guys, Patriot, thanks for the exposure.
Hey, thank you, Flex. I mean, you deserve a national award. I know Joanna's tried in the past to organize, and we will try again.
Well, yeah, that would be appreciated. Andre, you know what would be nice if I could get a recording of this show, because
I can easily give it to Brian. That's very easy. Brian knows that I'll get it for Brian next week. Not a problem. We'll do it, certainly. Done these.
Right. Okay.
All right. Thanks to you. Have a great night. Have a great night. Who is going to win tomorrow, sir? Who's going to win?
Players.net, all the way.
All right. Thanks a lot. Take care. Thank you very much.
Very number 10.
Wait. Okay. All right. Thanks a lot. Thank you very much. All right, certainly that's what one of the man who runs it, basically.
Yes.
The founder. So, what's his real name?
Inshan Mohammed.
All right, so Mr. Mohammed, thank you for calling us, obviously, and thank you for giving us your time. As we go again, let's remind, Wary.
Okay, I'm glad Flex called because he didn't want to call, but I just want to thank Flex, Tallman, Iman as the main moderators. And as football supporter indicated that because of his meticulous recording, the players were able to tabulate exactly what we were able to account anyway, what was in the public domain, how much money really came in 2006. So I think that is our greatest achievement to date, that we were
able
to.
But it's still a long way to go, obviously.
Yeah, but at least they had an inkling of how many came in. And just think, right, as much persons as could come out tomorrow, please the Lord.
Larry Gomes Stadium, 4 o'clock. Come out and celebrate. You get the partners who didn't want to call us, and Elon the tracker. The man missing in action, Ryan Ramkinson, last checked since 1 o'clock, whoever this Elon is, from the United States of America. He's frightened of Brian Springer, we understand, people. Maybe that's why he doesn't want to call in. He doesn't want Brian to be annoyed with him. You know him, right?
Maybe he listens to my program at 1 o'clock every Monday, right here on I-95.5.
Yes, I think he's afraid of Brian. We're going to leave you with this song. Remember, tomorrow, 4 p.m., SoccerWarriors.net, they celebrate 10 years of existence. 10 years of persevering with trying to be good football, and that's a lot of stamina. We thank all of them. I thank Brian Springer, Patriot, Dean, Jagol Brizan, thank you very much. Patricia Brown Sugar Smart, Joanne Wary, 1969 Charles, and of course, Ryan Ramkinson, who joined me. And then, of course, we spoke with on the phone as well, Mr. Gino Controversial McCoy, and also Flex, who called us as well. And all the callers who called us, and those who tried to call us too as well, but because of time. And let's also not forget Clayton Clark, who brought us the good news. Trinidad and Tobago are the Caribbean champions in golf. Well done to Trinidad and Tobago. Good night.
We want to pressure them to the very end. Under the opposition that we meet. Hear me now. We go defeat them by defeat. We go side. Almighty God, I lead me. Hear me now. Anytime you see me in me uniform.
dreams are long. So I'm a soca warrior. I say win no lose, I am a fighter. I'm a soca warrior. I come to sign the nationality fighter. Yeah.